Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Hey, this is for all our chocolate fans. If you needed an excuse to eat chocolate before, you won't need one now.
Here's why. A new study suggests that eating a small piece of chocolate daily may reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke.
The people in this study ate the equivalent of a 3.5-ounce square of chocolate every day. That's the size of two small chocolate bars. The result was a 39% lower risk of heart attack or stroke compared to people who ate much less chocolate. That's just amazing.
The study followed 19,000 adults for 10 years. The participants received medical checkups when the study began, and every 2 to 3 years filled out questionnaires about how much and how often they ate chocolate.
By the end of the study, researchers found that people who ate the most chocolate, an average of only a quarter ounce a day, that's less than two Hershey's Kisses, had a 27% lower risk of heart attack. And they had a 48% lower risk of stroke than people who ate the least amount of chocolate, an average of 0.06 ounces a day. That's astounding. Even their blood pressure was lower by comparison.
Researchers say the benefits come from the high flavanol content of cocoa. Flavanols are antioxidants that seem to increase the amount of nitric oxide produced by cells that line the inner wall of the blood vessels.
Nitric oxide is a gas that, once released, causes smooth muscle cells of the blood vessels to relax and widen. This may contribute to lower blood pressure. Nitric oxide also improves platelet function, making the blood less sticky.
Experts believe previous research, along with this latest study, show a daily dose of chocolate is healthy for the heart, something you chocolate lovers may be tempted to say you knew all along.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.